Rabbi Shimon. Samura says, Amri, I'll tell you like this, that no, that still is not Maratza, because Dilma may be Mitzu de Boser Hazor, who, maybe what you're doing now on this Chate Soif, is you're making a Mitzu after the Hazor in Echnami. By a Chate Soif, after you make the Mlikah, you take the goof, and you make Hazor, you like Spritchard, on the Mizbeach. But after that, then you take the goof itself and you press it against the Mizbeach. You do make a Mitzu after the Hazor by a Chate Soif. The Yamamar we learned before, Mitzu Domo, V'chomokim B'mizbeach Sheira, that any place you make the Mitzu on the Mizbeach, even Lamala from the Chuta Sikra, still is Sheira. In other words, true, by a Chate Soif, the first part, the Hazor, is supposed to be done on Lamata, on the bottom part of the Chuta Sikra. But after you made the Hazor, then they're supposed to make a mitzui. Then the leftover down, they press it against the Mizbeach. That could be done any place, even Lamala. So therefore, if you're holding with the Oilas Oif, and you're Lamala, and you have a mind now, Bishas, the mitzui, to do with the Shem Mechatis Oif, it's not like a machshav, that's a psul, it's a machshav, at least, we'll make it, by Yolol Lubayl, Mishum Chayva. Because it could be, it's really a Chatis Oif right now. Ah, you're making a mitzui Lamala, but that's the loch of a Chatis Oif, after you made the Hazor, from the goof towards the Mizbeach, now you take the goof and you press it against the Mizbeach. That mitzvah is even kosher l'malam. So if it's possible to think it's the Chate Soif, therefore the Machshav with Tassel. It's not called like the Maiseni Keres according to Rabbi Shimon. The other Gemara says, still, but Chate Soif, still without now, not Gimel holding now. Marcel still says, Chate Soif, she's a Domo l'mato. Let's say a crane is holding by a Chate Soif and he's making now the Hazor Doma Lamata. After he made the Malika, he's holding the goof of the Oif and he's like spritzing the dam towards the Mizbeach. And let's say then he has in mind to do it, L'Shei Mele Soif. He has in mind to do this now, L'Shei Mele Soif. So who the Kasher is, Tirtze, in such a case, the Oif should be Kasher 100%, it should be Maratze. Just Chate Soif. Why? The Maaseh Moichichin Oleh, the Chate Soifi. It's clearly nicker that what type of a carbon they're bringing here, a Chate Soif, and not an Oile Soif. Because the Oile Soif, if this would be an Oile Soifi, Lamala Hevi Yavid Lei, Umitze Hevi Yavid Lei, two problems. First, it would have been done Lamala on the top part of the Chute Sikram, and then also it would have been a Mitzui. He would have been pressing it against the Mizbeach, not spritzing it. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yes, that's his question again, that l'chura, if you have a Chate Soif, that you're making that Zoyz Domo Lamato, l'shem and ele Soif, l'chura should be Tirtza, because myself machichin alem, that's a Chate Soif, because the mice you're doing it Lamato, and also you're making a Hazor, not a Mitzui. So here l'chura should be Maratza, according to Rabbi Shimon. Smer says true, Hochinam is taka true, that by this Chate Soif would be Maratza. And Lefi, Shein HaMenochas Doimus Lezvochim Komar. Lezvochim Flei Leifes. Means to say, Nechnami, by Menochas Taka we have this case according to Rabbi Shimon, that the Machshava is not possible, because it's Minkura, the Machshava is Psula, who are Dim Leifes also. By this Chate Soif, if you're making the Azoyis Adom Lamatom, then you have in mind to do it Lashem. Or Lesoif, it would not possible, it would be Maratza. Because Nika clearly, it's my semachichon aleh, that it's not, it's a machshav psula. So that's the way Rabba learns pshat in the Bishimin, that when the machshav is nikeris, and echnami, then it does not pasul, and it's even maratza. Now the Gemara says, kodshei kodoshim, sheshtochtem betzofen, l'shem kodshem kalem lirtzu. According to Rabba, if you have a kodshei kodoshim, let's say you have a korban ayla, a korban chatis, that the shechita is supposed to be done on Tzofen side. And b'shas you're doing it then, you have in mind, l'shem kachem kalim, you have in mind that you bring in this chatis, l'shem mishlomim, or this oilu l'shem mishlomim, l'itzu. According to Rabbi Shimon, it should be kosher. Why? Ma'aseh mechichon aleihim, to kachem kadoshim ninu. So ma'aseh is nikkel clearly, that it's only a kachem, that's a kachem kadoshim. It's not a kachem kalim. Because the kachem kalim would have been kachem kalim, then bedorim heavy yavidlu. Then where's the place to make the shechit and the kachem kalim like a shlomim? On the door on the south side of the Azara, not on the north side. to hear that you made the shechit on the north side, records nikkur clearly that it is a kodesh kedoshim. So it's machshav v'shinat pasul according to Rabbi Shimon. Tomorrow says no. Ei madiyomer rachmona af bedorim. When did the Torah say the kodesh kalim, like a shlamim or bechor, the shechita could be done on the south side? It just means to say af bedorim that it could also be done on the dorim. But the dorim v'lebitzof in miyomar. But does it say that it has to be on the south side and not on the north side? It's not true. If you want, you'll have to bring it on the north side also. So if even though you're shechting this korban oil now on the north side, but if you have in mind the shema korban shlomim, it will take and make it to a bila olu l'ban l'mishum chayva, because it's not nikur whether this shechita is an oil or a chattis. It's not be learned. Shechitos and mechomok can be azara. At any place in Yazara, it's kosher the shechita for kochim kalim. So therefore, even on the north side also it's kosher. Therefore, it's good. Why would it be a machshava psula? Now the Gemara is though. What's going to be the case of kochim kalim sheshochtan bedorum l'shem kochim kadoshim? Let's say you have a korban shlamim that you make the shechita on the south side of the Yazara. So that's a mokum only for kochim kalim and not for kochim kadoshim. And when you're making the shechita of this shlomim, you have in mind l'shem kodesh kedoshim. Is liyotzu according to Rabbi Shimon, it should even be olu l'shem bailim, l'shem chayvim, l'shem bailim. Why? Because ma'aseh mechichin aleihem. The ma'aseh is mechich over here to kodeshim kalim nino. That this korban is a kodeshim kalim. Why? Because the kodesh kedoshim pitzof in every ovenu. How could you have a machshava to say the shlomim should be done now l'shem in oila? If it was an oila, the shechita would have been done b'dafka on the north side of the Yazara. Now that it's done on the south side of the Yazara, the chru that's nikkur, we can tell clearly it's not an oila, but rather shlomim. So I'm going to tell you this, the Marian says, no, that kodesh kedoshim, ninu, that maybe really it is a kodesh kedoshim. O nevar hu di ovar v'shachu l'bedorim. Could be just l'maisa, the crane's making a mistake. In other words, true, you have a korban shlamim now, and you're doing amadorim, but you have in mind l'shem and oila. That's not nika, clearly that's not an oila. It could be really, maybe, you could think it is a korban oila. Aye, how come you're doing the shechita on the dorim side? You're making a mistake. But it's not nika, clearly, that the korban is not a korban oila. Therefore, the machshav is not nikeris, therefore it would pass according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara Yochi, if so, machabas, l'shem macheshes nami. If you have a minchas machabas, again, that's in a frying pan, and you have a mind that you want to bring in a deep pan, the macheshes is, hi, the kokomets lo, the macheshes. I, what? That maybe really b'shastik kemitz is doing it really l'shem macheshes. And hi, the macheshes, not like maybe really the person made a neder to bring this mincha in a deep pan. That's where he's supposed to bring it. We see him right now bringing it in a machavas in a frying pan. They'll answer maybe like this. The hi, the maisla, the machavas, that's what he's bringing it right now in a frying pan. The macheshesi. Maybe really take it's the minchas macheshes. Maybe really that was the neder. The neder was to bring a macheshes. Just a never who the ovar, the yaisi of a machavas. Maybe just the crane's making a mistake right now. And instead of bringing it in a deep pan, he's bringing it in a frying pan. Therefore, l'chur, if you have this mincha that's being brought in a frying pan, and you have in mind now b'shas k'mitzah that it should be done in a deep pan, maybe that machshava should pass l'chur to Rabbi Shimon. Because it's not really nikkur that it's not a macheshes. Maybe really this mincha is a minchas macheshes. And it should be done in a deep pan. So it's the mindset the crane made a mistake and now brought it in a frying pan. The same way you say the svar by this kotcher kadoshim. Even though the mice of the shechit is being done at dorim, you could still make a mistake and think maybe it's really a korban oila. What is it doing at dorim? So the kohen made a mistake. So maybe here also. Really it's a minchas marcheshes. What is it doing in a machabas? The kohen maybe made a mistake. So if so, this machshava should pass according to Rabbi Shimon. Torah says no. Hosom kinami b'marcheshes nodar by the mincha. Even if it was really true that this person made a neder to bring the mincha in a macheshes in a deep pan, but still kimaisa lo b'machvas. Now that the kohen brings this mincha in a frying pan, the locher is machvas evi. And nuchas menachas will see later on that lemaisa this mincha becomes into a minchas machvas. That's what it is. It's like another minchas macheshes. So if we hear the maisa is mechicha leho. Kid, it's not like we learned the Gemara later that that a Omer, somebody says, Horei olai b'machabas, I want to bring a mincha in a machabas. I want to bring in a frying pan. But maybe with my cheshes, at the end it came out that the coin brought it in a deep pan was the opposite way. But my cheshes, the Yisrael says he wants to make a mincha, menada to bring a macheshes in a deep pan. But by mistake, the heavy b'machabas, they brought the mincha in a frying pan. Halachri is masha heavy heavy. The mincha that you brought is a kosher mincha. But you should know, for your day nidra la yotza, for you're not yotza neder. In other words, this is not really a minchas macheshes. Since lemaisa now you put it into machabas, it changes into a minchas machabas. So true, it's a kosher minchas machabas, but you're not mekayim your neder. Your neder was to bring a macheshes. Here this mincha changes over, it goes both to the kli that you bring it in now. And now it became a machabas, not a macheshes. So therefore, you buy this mincha. Now that lemaisa you bring in the machabas, if you have a mind to do with the macheshes, that machshava means nothing. It's nikkur clearly that it's not a macheshes, but rather it's a machabas. Because we go after the clear that it's in right now. So Moses says, no, but duma may be, o mazul hovi the machabas, for hovi the macheshes. Like maybe this case is a little bit different. Maybe here the case that he said, o mazul hovi the machabas, he said he was going to bring it in a machabas, and maybe the macheshes. In this case, because it's not, like we'll learn the Gemara later, that will say, Zu lehavi b'mach, but you say you want this mincha, you say the Lashon Zu lehavi, it should be brought in a frying pan, and then by mistake, maybe b'macheshes, it's brought in a macheshes, or else the opposite way. You say b'macheshes, Zu lehavi, it should be brought in a macheshes in a deep pan. Maybe b'machbas, and you bring it in a frying pan, harei zu psula, see lemaisa, it is possible. So it is a machshava that would possible. So kitzur, we see it's psula, the maestri see the mincha does not change over, but rather it's supposed to be a macheshes, and now that you bring it in a machavas, the maestri is psula. So back to the kash, you're going to come to Rabbi Shimon, so here also, maybe it's called a machshava, that's not nikeris. So Mara says no, le rabbon in hochinam enachnam, it is only going according to rabbon in shittim, that they hold this mincha is psula. But le Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon shittim, like we're going now according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds Kivan the Yomer Rabbi Shimon. Since Rabbi Shimon says over there, Afi de Nidra Yotza, that you are Yotzi and Neder, that even though you made a Neder to bring a Macheshes, even if you said a Lashon of Zu Lahovi B'machabas, and you brought it in a Macheshes, he holds the Yotzi de Nidra. Alma, what do we see according to Rabbi Shimon? That Kviyusa Demona V'loi Klomo, that even though it's you meant to bring in a one kli, that means nothing. Lamaisa depends upon which kli right now it's in. For loishno mazuv, loishno omar olai, it doesn't make a difference. Whichever way he says, according to Rabbi Shimon, you mekayim your neder. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though you made a neder to bring in the macheshes, and later you bring in the machabas, you mekayim your neder. So Lamaisa, you see, you go bosa where it is in right now, that's the mincha it is. So Mela, if it's in a machabas right now, and you have in mind to do it l'shem ha-macheshes, that's called a machshava that's nikeris, that it's sheker, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it does not pass. So Mora says, if so, ela meyat, if so, oi lo, korban oi lo, sheshokhto l'shem chatis tirtzom, if the kohen made a shchita, or whoever made a shchita l'shem chatis, it should be meratzah. Why? Tehai zocha v'ayni keva. Stam, an oi lo is a zocha. And a chatis is nekeva. So when you made this oil l'shem chatis, it's nikkur clearly that shekem. Tzmor says no. Kivon yikus soyu nosi the zochru. There is a chatis that the nosi, the melech brings, which is a zochor. Lo yidi. Therefore, not sure. So b'shechta this zochor, this oil l'shem chatis. The reason why it's in a maratza is maybe you meant a chatis nosi. What's going to be though? Omar l'shem chatis yochid. Michael Meimer, let's say the Shechet says clearly, he's Shechting right now a Korban Eila, and he has the mind to do it L'Shem Mechatis Yochid, if so it should be Meratza. And Vesu, Chatis Yochid Sheshochto L'Shem Eila, Tirza. If you have a Chatis Yochid, which has to be in a Keva, if the person made the Shechita L'Shem Eila, which an Eila usually is a Zachor, Tirza should also be a Zachor. The Chatis Nekeva be a Zachor. So the Chura, it should be Nikr that the Machshav is Tzula. So it should not pass according to Rabbi Shimon. And we don't hear this. Rabbi Shimon before only says by Menachas, not by Zvachim. Machshav by Zvachim all over. It is a Machshav that at least makes it Eina Maratza. The question is why? He could have Machshavas by a Karbonis, also that's Nikar, that's a Sheker. Sumura says no. I tell you, Michse Bialya, I tell you the Pshat is you can't tell whether it's Zohar and a Keva. It's covered up with its tail. The tail of the animal covers it up, you can't tell what it is. See if it's not Nikar the Machshavah. Sumura says, Hotei Nachhecha the Yaisi Kivsa. If you bring a lamb has a tail, there it covers up the Makkam that you could tell whether it's Zohar and a Keva, so it's covered up that you can't tell. But I see Seiro, the Michael and Mema, so they bring a goat. By a goat, you can't tell the difference between the Zohar, you could tell the difference between the Zohar and the Keva. A Seiro goat doesn't have a tail, therefore the Chutz Nikah. So if you bring a Chatis Yochid, L'Shem and Ela, it should be Maratza, it should be Kasha. So much error with the swords like this better. Ela, I'll tell you, Bein Zohorim and the Kevas, Labad Atayim the Inchi. People don't think about this. That's true, if they really look carefully, they could tell. But the man, you don't look at it. An animal looks alike to you. So therefore, if you're making a shchita on a chatas yochid, which is in the keva, and you have in mind to do with the shemun elah, that machshav is not nikar, that's a sheker. Because people are not abaited, they don't think about it, whether it's a zohar in the keva. So therefore, the machshav passes. Now the Gemara still asks though, what's going to be a pesach? Sheshachotu l'shem oshom lirtzu. You have a korban pesach. That you shecht l'shem a korban oshem, it should be maratza according to Rabbi Shimon. Tahai ben shonav, ahai ben shtayim. A pesach has to be only 1 year old or less, and a oshem has to be at least 2 years old. Say so, it's nikur that it's a machshav psula. Smur says no. Kivun diika oshem noziv yoshem mitzayra lepsikalei. These oshemas also come 1 year old. So therefore, it's not nikur that it's a machshav psula. It could be this one-year-old korban is really an osham. It's an osham mitzvah, osham nazir. Therefore, the machshav apostles. What's going to be though? Let's say the sheikh says clearly he's shechting right now a korban pesach, and he says clearly I want to do it l'shem osham gzeilus l'shem osham milois ma'ikla meima. The chur that's nikah, that's a sheker, because the pesach is only going to be 1 year old. Now you're doing l'shem the korban that has to be 2 years old. So it's nikah clearly that's a sheker. Vesu, and also, what's going to be if you're shechting an Oshem Gezelus, the Yoshem Ilus? You're shechting this korban Oshem, which is 2 years old now, and you have in mind Mishah Shchita, Sheshachtim Lushem Pesach. You have a mind to do with the Shem and Korban Pesach. It's Lechur and Litzel. It should also be Kosher Emaratza. Why? Because it's Nika clearly that it's not a Machshava, that it's a Machshava Sheker. The Pesach Ben Shona, Vahani Ben Sheshonim. So the answer for these questions are, Ella, what you have to say is, I tell you, ben shono, leben ben shtei shonim, lava that tayyad yinshi. Also, people cannot tell so much the difference between a 1 year old and a 2 year old. Why? The ik ben shono domestic ben shtayim. Sometimes you have a big animal, it's only 1 year old, but it looks like 2 years old. And the opposite way also. Sometimes the ik ben shtayim, there's an animal that's 2 year old, the mechsek ben shono looks like 1 year old. So therefore, it's also it's not nikah clearly that the machshava is a machshava psula. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Shimon, this machshava would pass him. The Mora asked them, what's going to be though? Soyer sheshochtu l'shem osham lirtzu. You bring in a soyer and you're making a shchita l'shem an osham. A soyer is a goat. Let's see, I have a chattis. You bring in a soyer and you shecht it now l'shem a korban osham. Now, a korban osham, Rashi says, ain't a bread limit akvasim. Only comes from sheep or from lambs. And so it's nikah clearly that it's a machshava psula. Why? The high tzemer, the lambs have wool on it. Vai seir, and a goat has hair, not wool. So you can tell the difference clearly. So who that machshava should not passel. So Mar says, yes, still, Amri, I'll tell you, dichra uchmuhu. Maybe it's only a black one. And like Rashi says, because most serim are black. So people think right now also, the tail is like a dichra, like a black one, like a black sheep, so you can't tell the difference. Rashi says, most time takawat, the ayol is black, so it could be if they're black, you can't tell the difference. So kids say, you can't tell the difference. Therefore, the Machshav apostles, according to Rabbi Shimon. But it still says, what's going to be though, egol upar, let's say you take a calf, or a par, sheshochto mushum pesach, you take and you make a shchit, l'shem akorm pesach. The Chura here, the Chura, it's Nick clearly, that's not a Korban Pesach. A Pesach can't be from an eagle or a par. Take a Chattis, which is an eagle or a par. Also, if you're going par, claiming Mashiach, Shashach, Lashem Pesach, V'yosham, Shem Boy Melo Menat Sein Lirtzu. Chura here, clearly, it's different. A pal is not a tzoin, is not sheep. Like an ox is not a sheep. So if you take this ox, this chattis, and you shecht it now, the shame of Pesach of Yoshim, which comes only from limbs, his lips should be kosher. The yegel of pal of Pesach of Yoshim leko. You can't bring korban Pesach or korban Yoshim from an eagle or a par. So according to Rabbi Shimon, this machshav is niker that it's a sheker. So machshav should not passel the way Rabbi learns from Rabbi Shimon. So Mar says Einochanam is taken true that way. Then these two cases, Rabbi Shimon would agree, the machshav does not passel.